So there was one of these Copa America games last night. We'll get to Paul Skeens in a minute here. Spent a lot of time on Skeens here before the end of the show. He takes the ball against the Brewers today. So Uruguay loses in Copa America, and then a dozen players entered the stands, and a fight broke out between fans and players. Did you see that?
Is this soccer?
Yeah, soccer.
No, I didn't.
I mean, they go in there, they start throwing. And then you got, I think, Colombian fans, just based on the jerseys, can't say I've been following Copa America all that closely since the United States lost and then fired their head coach. But you've got fans of the other country throwing popcorn, throwing drinks, throwing hands. There's some Uruguay fans punching other players, and I just wondered, like, did you ever even come close to wanting to go in the stands?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. One time in high school, we were playing basketball, and we hated Montour. In our, like, student section, they traveled. Obviously, this is at Montour, and in football, we just would just crush them every year, but they would run their mouths all the time. And they had a player named Josh Byram who was committed to Louisville. He was a long snapper, and he's a big kid, played basketball, and his parents were like chirping. His dad was the coach of the football team. His parents were chirping in the stands. And I'll never forget looking up in the stands at our student section, like fighting his mom.
Oh!
And I think they like tossed his mom down the steps.
Oh!
Yeah. And like everything broke out. I think the cops came. It was wild. But I never thought about like personally going up there. But I've seen fights break out for sure.
Yeah. The Malice at the Palace, which was so long ago now. And man, fans will just say whatever they want.
Yep.
And I feel like it got real bad around COVID time, and it's been at pretty much an all-time low right now, where fans will just say anything. Fantasy plays a role in this, and it's as if you guys aren't human beings. You got to kind of let it slide off your back, but you are human beings, and eventually I just want to be like, listen, man, not me, like in this body, but like if I were you, I'd be like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Can I play the other side of that real quick?
Of course.
Some of those reactions take place and we get Oilers girl. So, you know, there's the good with the bad.
I'm not sure the correlation there, but I'm just happy to be thinking about Oilers girl again.
Yeah, wait, what?
Well, fans can say anything they want and do anything they want, and sometimes they do it for bad, but sometimes they do it for good, too.
I will say the For You tab on Twitter has shown me a lot of Copa America fans that don't necessarily love wearing their shirts. I don't know if that has popped up in your feed, Doran.
It has not, but I'm going to check it out.
Must be an algorithm thing. Probably because of Oilers girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing is what it was. Nothing else, just Oilers girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Social media's biggest loser is me today, because I just outed my algorithm live on the air. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I'll never forget, I was in the student section at WVU for the game where one of the assistant coaches for Pitt got hit with a quarter. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah,
in basketball?
Yeah.
Well, that same game, I think it was Gary McGee, hard foul under the basket. And I kid you not, the entire West Virginia student section lurched. We were all going to do something to Gary McGee. Who Gary McGee would have systematically taken everyone, like there's like 10,000 of us, beat all of our asses in succession.
Yep.
But it was such a weird like mob mentality moment. Don't you... Let's go. Let's get him.
Let's get him.
Honestly, man, I really am surprised that stuff like that does not happen more. Honestly. Where players just get fed up and say, all right, F off with you. Because then you get fans throwing stuff. Like, I don't really blame it. Like, you kind of got to hear the story.
No.
But, you know, and everyone would be unique. But certain things be said that you're not going to walk away from.
There's a lot of clips out there from this past basketball season, NBA season, of guys like even Russell Westbrook. There's a bunch of clips out there with him of people sitting courtside of just saying stuff and him turning around and being like, what would you bleep, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And then they get crapped on by fans.
Right.
So you got to be able to take the criticism. Nah, what that is in particular, that's the stuff that really burns me, is the people who are sitting there, they got money.
Yeah.
And when you got that kind of money, you don't think anything can, you don't think people are touching you.
Right.
You think you're special. And you are, in a way. But flesh is flesh, man. You got to take a punch to the face like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We all bleed the same blood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. you can just buy more.